Sairam, dear listeners, and till now you have listened to the live Telugu segment Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari, and we once again welcome you all to yet another new episode, the last segment of the first session of this Thursday Live, the Veda Jignasa program. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Veda Jignasa program. At the outset, we shall all collectively offer our humble salutations, our heartfelt prayers to Bhagwan, so that every thought, every word and every deed that comes through us is an inspiration from Him and His only motivation. With that humble prayer, we shall start the class with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantra. Om Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannotibhissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajevir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So, dear listeners, I hope all of you are along with us in this journey inwards as we go ahead, trying to know the meaning, the inner significance and the essence of the Narayana Suktam. This we named it as the journey inwards, and when we have begun undertaking this journey, there were beautiful facets that we had come across that explained the divinity, the grandeur and the love of Bhagwan. And the only thought, the only feeling that we have with which we were doing this program is to, like, whenever we chant this Vedic mantra, it's, we would love to envisage Bhagwan in that form. We extol Bhagwan as Lord Narayana, the divine spark that is there in each one of us. And as the Vedas explain the Veda Purusha, Bhagavan Sri Sati Sai Baba, it's really very endearing to us to learn what exactly is there in each and every line of this sacred mantra, the Narayana Suktam, which extols our dear Lord. And with that thought, we shall try to proceed further along in this mantram, the Narayana Suktam. In the last class, we had done till antar bahischa tat sarvam vyapya narayana sthitah. So from the next line onwards, we shall try to cover. So we are getting closer to the actual destination. Till now we have tried to visualize how exactly we are going to reach the destination, and we are not much far away from the goal that we have undertaken upon. We are going to reach it quite shortly, and we shall see how it happens. Till now, the preparation ground has been made in the Narayana Suktam, that, and now the entry into the realms of divinity is going to happen. Anantamavyayam kavigum samudrentam vishvashambhuvam padmakosha pratikashagam hridayam chapyadhomukam atho nishtyapitastyante nabhyamu paritishthati. When we try to go into the depth of these lines, we shall try to split up the line. Anantamavyayam kavigum samudrentam vishvashambhuvam. the Anantam, Anantam, which is unending, Avyayam, which is unexpendable or inexhaustible. Kavim is poet. Samudrentam means ocean's end. Vishwa, all. Shambhuvam is pleasing, means the unending, inexhaustible, the poet. He pleases all till the very ends of the ocean or the universe. So when we try to understand this, when we try to visualize this in perspective of our dear Bhagwan, I am reminded of a very beautiful episode. The Anantam aspect, which is unending, or the Avyayam aspect, which is the inexhaustible, we call it as Akshayam, which never ends. I am reminded of a very beautiful incident that happened during one of the All India conferences that was held in Rajahmundry, wherein this was narrated by one of the old devotees by named Dr. Gotiti Saraswatamma garu, who was requested to take the responsibility of arranging so many things for that All India conference. And then Swami had sent invitations to around 3,000 people all across India for attending this conference in Rajahmundry. So to the utter amazement of all the organizers, one of the main organizers was Dr. Saraswatamma. As expected, 3,000 members did not come, but to their utter amazement, there were actually 9,000 people who had attended that particular conference, and they were all dumbstruck. They were all getting worried as to what has to be done, because there were so many things involved in that 6 to 7 day conference that were going on, and she was in charge of procuring all the provisions that are required for the 3,000 people, and they had already arranged things for that would be sufficient for the 6 days for 3,000 people. And then with a lot of fear in her heart, she called for all her workers, and then she had summoned all of them, and then she gave all of them money, and she asked them to go and get all the provisions that is required for 9,000 people, because with the existing provisions they could not handle the situation. And when these discussions were going on, Swami came there in all his majesty, in all his mischievousness. Swami then approached Saraswatamma garu and asked her what exactly is happening. Then she told to Swami, "Swami, please forgive us, because we had procured provisions only for 3,000 people, and that too for 6 days. And surprisingly, 9,000 people have turned up for this important conference, and we cannot send them back, because that would not be a correct thing to do, and we have to cater to all the 9,000 people who have attended this conference." So Bhagwan so lovingly smiled at her and said, "You need not buy anything else for this conference, because whatever you had bought for the 3,000 people would be sufficient for all the 9,000 people for the 6 to 7 days of the conference duration." And lo and behold, the words of Bhagwan came true. And after the 1 week's conference was over, lots and lots of sweets, lots and lots of provisions were still left over. Actually, it was bought only for 3,000 people for 6 days. And imagine, three times the number, 9,000 people had attended the conference, and the same provisions with just one glance of Bhagwan, with just one word of Bhagwan, had become inexhaustible. And they had to send all the leftover prasadam to Prashantralayam so that the devotees there also can partake of the prasadam that Swami had blessed. And such is the love and the compassion of Bhagawan that He expresses Himself and He gives all of us an opportunity to experience the divinity of Him. So, whenever we chant Anantam Avyayam Kavigum, Anantam Avyayam, we can envisage so many beautiful incidents of Swami, giving so many devotees experiences of making things akshayam, inexhaustible. Next we come to the Kavim aspect. Anantam Avyayam Kavigum. The meaning of Kavim is nothing but a poet. So who is a poet? When we talk of this aspect of poetry, the poet of poets, Bhagwan Baba. I'm reminded of a beautiful incident that took place in the childhood days of Bhagwan, when Swami used to beautifully compose songs and poems on the current state of affairs of the people around, how the trends have changed, how people were wearing wrist watches as a mark of their dignity, as a mark of their status, and how women were wearing much smaller bindis on their foreheads. All these taking into consideration, Swami used to write beautiful songs and tell to the society what are the changes that are taking place, because Swami beautifully tells in his one of his poems, Yuga Dharma Paddhatul Vigadatamai Yunda Nayamargamuna Trippi Nadupu Koraku Lokambulella Kallolamai Chediunda Nishkalmashamu Chesi Nirupu Koraku. Meaning Yuga Dharma Paddhatul, the dharmas, the cultures, the traditions that have gone back in time, that are like getting lost in time, Swami has come to revive and keep all of us on the right track. And Swami, in His beautiful, inimitable style, used to compose poems. And there was one Karanam who was there in the place. And Swami, his wife comes to Swami and prays to Him that Karanam is taking to bad ways, and requests Bhagwan to little Satya to write a beautiful poem, beautiful song, and get him back onto the good path. And then Swami beautifully composes with all His love and mercy. He gives a promise to the wife that he will ensure that the Karanam comes back to his good ways. And then Swami beautifully composes a poem on what are the bad things that the Karanam was doing. And Karanam gets so ashamed of himself and his acts that he comes to Bhagwan and he seeks pardon from Him, and then changes his ways to good ways. But this was how Swami used to, from his childhood, write beautiful poems and then inspire people, and then bring a change in the society and in the individuals. And nevertheless, every discourse of Swami would begin with a poem. Every essential subject that Swami used to take, Swami used to beautifully keep it in a nutshell by singing a beautiful poem in before the discourse began, and the entire discourse would be based on the poem that Swami had sung in the beginning. And then all the devotees would be like looking forward for such beautiful poems from Bhagwan. And the essence of that discourse would be surely embedded in the 4 to 5 lines poem that Swami used to recite. So the poem, the poet, Swami used this means to deliver to the world the greatest of truths. And then we shall move forward. Samudrentam Vishwashambhuvam is the entire universe till the end of the universe, Vishvashambhuvam, one who pleases all. As we all know, our dear Bhagwan pleases everyone without any doubt, without any difference. Anybody who comes to his fold, as Shirdi Baba in our previous episodes, we also discussed how Bhagwan draws his devotees from various places in order to get his task accomplished. And nothing is a hurdle for Bhagwan to get his devotee to him. And as a sparrow which is flying, a hunter who throws a rope and pulls it by its leg, and such, in the same way, Swami also pulls a devotee from far off places and gives him a chance, an opportunity to attain his feet. So such God, such divine energy, where does it exist and how does it exist is the next point that we are going to look at. Padmakosha pratikashagam hridayam chapyadhomukam. Padmakosha is a bunch of lotus petals. Pratikasham is reflection or shining. Hridayam is heart. Cha and api also. Adha is downwards. Mukham, which is facing. Atho nishtya vitastyante nabhyam uparitishtati. So, adaha is downwards. Nishtya, from the nishti, or what you call the Adam's apple near our throat. Vitasti, fully extended palm or span or length from the tip of the little finger to the tip of the thumb. Ante, at the end. Nabhyam, navels. Upari is above. Tishthati, located. So when you take the measurement as from the little finger to the tip of your little finger to the tip of the thumb, that much distance from the Adam's apple and the same distance from above the navel, below the Adam's apple and above the navel, there in the form of a lotus petal facing downwards, this beautiful divine energy is present. In what way is it present is the thing which we are going to discuss, which we are going to look at in detail in the next class. With these few words, we shall come to a close of this Veda Jignasa program. In the next class, we shall continue from Atho nishtya vitasthyante nabhyamu paritishthati. How is it present? How does it look like? These are the things which we are going to come across in the next few lines in the next episode. And we request all the listeners to ponder upon Jwala mala kulam bhati vishvasyayatanam mahat santatagum shilabhistulam batyakosha sannibham. We request all the listeners to kindly ponder upon these few lines, so that by the time we get into the class, we shall start understanding the essence. We shall have a broader outlook about how we can relate each and every line to our daily experience with Bhagwan. So with these few words and with a humble prayer to Bhagwan that every thought, every word and every deed that comes out of us is his inspiration, we shall bring the class to a close with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram. Yadakshara padabhrashtam matra hirantu yadbhavet tat sarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute visargabindu matrani padapadaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani chamasvasayishvara aparadha sahasrani kriyante harnishanmaya दासोऽयमिति मामत्वा क्षमस्व सा ईश्वरा अन्यथा शरणं नास्ति त्वमेव शरणं मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष सा ईश्वरा हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्री सा ईश्वरार्पणमस्तु. From now, you will be listening to the live broadcast of the Vedam and the Bhajans from the Sai Kulwant Hall. Sai Ram, happy listening. Stay tuned to Radio Sai HS stream. Please do write in your feedback to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp it to 9393-258-258. Sai Ram.